A traveling school and library in the Philippines is helping students stay connected as the COVID-19 pandemic keeps many public schools closed. The small school moves in the same way as a trolley. It is equipped with wheels that permit it to travel along little-used railroad tracks. Four young teachers ride with the mobile school, pushing it along with their feet. It moves from village to village three times a week to bring education to poor children near Tacuayan in southern Quezon Province. Tacuayan is a town of 54,000 people. It is about 176 kilometers southeast of Manila. The school is equipped with a chalkboard, books, and other educational materials. It's important that we do this, especially now that there is a pandemic and the children cannot do face-to-face learning, said Shira Bearden. She is one of 9 volunteers who operate the traveling school. She recently spoke to reporters from Reuters news agency. Students learning from home in the Philippines have faced difficulties because of a lack of computers, telephones, and internet. Some children have had to climb onto the tops of buildings to get data signals. The pandemic has also led to uneven education quality. The volunteer teachers provide instruction in math and reading to more than 60 children. They started the program in November and have collected learning materials from donations to use for their classes. At each stop, the teachers lift the school off the tracks. This permits them to set up the chalkboard and other learning materials. They use flashcards to teach counting exercises. Most of these volunteers come from poor backgrounds, said 26-year-old teacher Samboy De Leon Niala. They've also experienced hardships in life, which is why they want to help children in need, she added. The Philippines slowly started reopening some schools in November after a 20-month closure. Pandemic restrictions have affected the education of nearly 27 million children in the country. The Philippines has recorded more than 3.6 million COVID-19 cases and nearly 55,000 deaths. It reopened to foreign visitors in February after the daily case count fell from a high of more than 33,000 in September to about 1,500. I'm Brian Lynn.